The flow chart in 2002, and it's only stayed right on the flow chart.
I don't remember exactly everything why, but I bet there's some folks here at TCEQ that remember, because they've been living with it and making it work. I'd love to be.
And I think it is a good thing to consider, Mike Massey, to get away from the on-off site concept, because it's actually created some difficulties for some staff and some situations that seem artificial, like regarding monitoring. Kind of goes to, we would want to encourage folks to monitor off-site.
Yeah.
We would like, we could agree to maybe take that out of there, provided it was substituted with some language that clarified the productive, non-productive aspect. Just taking it, because this serves as a proxy for the.
Let's look at that flow chart and see how it's being used in the flow chart. It may not be a requirement to get an exemption. I can't remember.
I can't read it from here.
No, there it is.
Pretty flow chart.
Bigger screen.
Change your percent size to include the whole thing.
Yeah, it'd help. No.
Where is it?
It's right at box five.
That flow chart is on your website, right?
Yeah, it's part of the rule.
Is there environmental benefit to this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the rules.
See, that's a bad test. It cuts both ways.
Make it like a.
You could have a car using that fuel at the site, and that would trigger it. Or.
Yeah.
You could have a little patient outside the fence.
Going to some ridiculous theoretical examples, but if I manufactured low sulfur fuel to use for my trucks on the site only, does all of a sudden make it? I don't think the site on site is a determining issue. It goes all back to what Michael was saying.
I'm encouraged that we made some progress in our discussion. At least we have a little better understanding of where we're coming from. And Wayne, to your point, if you want to submit written comments, sure, that's fine. Anybody can, I guess.
And Mr. Novosad has left a list of websites where I believe you can be able to find the Valero briefs. And I've just been informed that on the TCEQ's marked agenda for that January 13th date, you should be able to go to our website, find that marked agenda, and then all associated filings would be available online through our website.
Could you scan that website location in and send it to us as a attachment?
Or copy it before we leave or something?
Let me find it.
Any other item we want to discuss before I open it for some public comments? All right. We welcome, and I don't know how open we want to be with this. We can let people talk for 3 minutes or so, 5 minutes, or I'm pretty open to that. Any comments? It's not intended to be intimidating.
I'd like to suggest, Mr. Chairman, also that we consider allowing them this. If anyone wants to send anyone from outside the group wants to send an email to staff, and can bounce it out to the rest of us. I always am very welcoming of anyone else's perspectives and information to help educate us and help educate me. So,
and if they did that, would that become part of some public record?
Like I said, we're gonna create a listserv.
Okay.
So anything that is generated through this committee, any comments, that will be put on the committee's webpage, and whoever signed up for something on that page will automatically get notice that something has been updated on that page. That's the only way we've been communicate, committee-wise. Just whoever is interested in that page will have them sign up. That's how we generally do it for, hot topics for agendas. I don't know how many of y'all have signed up in TCEQ when a permit's issued or when the commissioners are going to agenda or fines or assessed or public meetings and stuff like that. So it'll be the same kind of concept.
Okay. One procedural question I just thought of. If I plan to attend all the meetings, but if by chance, family emergency, whatever, I can't attend, how would you suggest you elect whoever's here to have a presiding officer for the hearing, or how do you want to do that?
I suggest that Roland Bieber, I suggest that they run her up in today's election.
That's fine as long as he's here. But if he's not at that meeting,
one of us has to be here.
Oh, that's fine then.
Excellent idea.
Okay. That works.
So the recap for today is
all right. Major issues. We'll get an explanation at the next meeting from on item one, as I understand it. PCEQ is going to give us an explanation.
By, right.
The other one that I have on the recap is the PCEQ is going to give us a list of both changes to the existing Tier 1 ECL, and then also, right. I guess, address the Part B, Part A duplication.
Right.
And make those suggestions for the duplication on Part B. That's from their side, that's
right. I've noted for myself to check M15 and M16, right, to try to get some more information on that. At the site has been tabled. We've had a lot of discussion, but I don't think we came to any conclusion there.
I think staff is going to come back also to maybe do a little research about why the advisory committee and the 10 years ago, put that in. And then at the same time, we're going to look at alternatives.
Okay. Fair enough. And we plan our next meeting is March 12th at 10 o'clock. And you'll give us a room number?
Yeah, I'll disseminate. Staff will disseminate a room number, and this is the website that's got all the filings through the agency's website. We'll try and get a link to that as well.
And if any committee member can't attend a meeting, then Tim, you're the contact?
Yes.
Okay.
And should we do this like my kids' soccer practices? Who's going to sign up for snack?
That's very important.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, it's about lunchtime.
Yeah.
Do I hear anything else that needs to be added to the agenda for today? Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Then we, okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Meeting is adjourned.
I'd like to thank no one's breaking for me to make this.